Discipline in little things. This is one of the most difficult things we have to face in life, is being disciplined in the little things. This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry in Capel, California. We can all be disciplined on the big things, things that seem to matter. When there's a fire that has to be put out, we can rush over and be helpful. When there's some need that has to be done, we can come forth right away to do it. But the discipline on the little things, that's the hard thing. And you'll understand exactly what I mean in a moment. But the discipline on the little things is where we really want to train ourselves. And if you are ready to train yourself on the discipline on the little things, you will find that in no time at all, you will be a master in all areas of your life. Discipline in the little things. Every day we speak our word and we say, it's a lovely day. We say, I have many friends. We say, everything is going my way. We say, I am wealthy, I am healthy, I am happy, I am hearty. We say, I am filled with joy and peace and wisdom. We say, I am a master. We say, I am in charge of my world. We say, I like me. We say, I am surrounded by harmonious beings and harmonious circumstances. We say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Do we? Well, if we do, then we are being disciplined in the little things. You see, well, those aren't such little things. And you're right, those aren't such little things. Those are pretty big things. But they're little, because they are an instant thing. When you stub your toe, it's an instant saying, I'm home perfect. When you see a problem, you instantly say, I know the solution. Whenever anything confronts you in any way at all, you instantly rise to it with the right answer, and of course, you have the right answer. You listen to your first thought about it, and you act upon that first thought, and you can be sure it is right. Of course, discipline takes a training to act upon our first thought, because our first thought wants to run away from us more quickly than a rattlesnake wants to run away from us, or we, the rattlesnake. But be careful, because if we train ourselves to listen to our first thought, we will no longer have any problems. We will no longer enjoy limitation in any area of our life. We'll no longer have anything to feel sorry for. We will be fulfilled and satisfied and whole and perfect. And gee, doesn't that sound great? I know it sounds great to me. But it's just a matter of disciplining ourselves in the little things. Every moment you say of yourself, regardless of what the appearances may be, I like me. If you do some dumb thing that you want to kick yourself around the block for, just say, I like me. That was something I don't choose to do again, but I like me. Don't knock yourself for something that's in the past or something that you have just immediately done, but just don't do it again if that's your choice. Just say, I like me. And the more you say, I like me, the more you will do the right thing at the right time in the right way for the right purpose, and it will be perfect. Believe in yourself. I believe in me. I believe in every single person in my world. Now, some of the people in my world say, if you believe in me and you believe I can do anything, why can't I do it? And I say, well, my love, I see you doing it. You are blind. You don't see yourself doing it. And the day that you open your eyes and recognize that you are not blind, but you too can see, then you will see yourself doing it too, and you will say, I've been doing this all along. I didn't recognize it in the framework of my choice. And that's a big part of our world. Discipline helps us to make it the activity of our choice, to make it our choice to be whole and perfect, to make it our choice to be happy, healthy, wealthy, and wise. Are you interested in being happy, healthy, wealthy, and wise? Are you interested in being disciplined in the little things? Well, this is something only you can do. We teach our children that they should always tell the truth. We teach our children that they should be honest. We teach our children that they should look for the good in everyone. We teach our children that life is a beautiful experience. We teach our children that whatever our thoughts are, that's our experiences. Now, teach it to yourself. Believe it yourself. You have spent the time in training your children in this ludicrous series of thoughts. That's not ludicrous. That's right, it's not. And if it's not ludicrous, then it certainly deserves our attention to teach to us. But I'm teaching it to the kids, yes. We teach best what we most need to learn. So practice it, practice it, practice it. Anything you tell to your child, remember you're telling it to yourself 100 times. Anything you tell to the rest of the world, remember you're telling it to yourself 100 times. If you are a rebel and you are against certain things like pollution and what have you, just remember, start at home. Stop making pollution at home. And pollution can be in thoughts. Pollution can be in attitudes. Pollution can be in burning in your backyard. Pollution can be in doing lots of things, in having a muffler on your car that doesn't properly function. And you say, well, that's just a little thing. That's right. And if everyone took care of the little things and were disciplined in the little things, the big things would all take care of themselves. So I offer you today wholeness, perfection, happiness, harmony, peace, love, every joyful thing your heart could ever want. As you discipline yourself in the little things, it is yours. This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry in Campo, California. Call toll-free 1-888-463-8654 for exciting information covering your healing needs. Now, this doesn't mean a thing to us here at campus. We have people calling all the time, asking for healings, asking for wholeness, asking for treatment, asking for prayers. And they never send any money in. They never send any letter in saying, hey, I really enjoyed that. I really got some good out of that. And so what I'm trying to say to you is, go ahead and call. Nobody else pays either. It doesn't matter. Just call, because we are abundantly supplied, not because we get it from people who don't know how to give, but we get it from people who are, by listening to these words, rich and abundant in every area. You too can be rich and abundant in every area as you share it. But aside from that, you don't have to pay for this call. We pay for it. You call and you ask our practitioner to treat for you, and you are whole and perfect. And we may never hear from you again, which we don't from most of them, because they just take it as a matter of fact. They don't know who it came from, whether it was Silent Unity or whether it was Divine Science or whether it was Religious Science or the Catholic Church or the Protestants or the Mormons or the Methodists or the Lutherans. They don't know. They don't know whether it was God Unlimited or the University of Healing or whatever, wherever it came from. They ask everybody to pray for them because they do believe in prayer. And their prayers were answered. So when you call 1-888-463-8654, expect your prayers are going to be answered. Because they are. I love you, and I see you disciplined in the little things in life.